Romans chapter 9. Are they telling us the truth because it belongs to Christ? And not they tell lie at all. My conscience where the Holy Spirit rule, they tell me to say and not they tell lie. I'm really sorry for my people then. The people of Israel. The pain we are feeling in my heart for them never stop. I only wish that God could have condemned me and cut me off from Christ. If that would help my Jewish brothers and sisters then. Whether my own people then, for believing in Christ. The people of Israel then, that the people where God don't pick as for him pick me then. God showed them for him glory. He make agreement with them and give them law. God showed them how to worship him. And all of him promised them that for them. The Jewish people then, that the descendant then are so important ancestor. And when Christ come as a human, he na me wa Jew. Make we praise God, we rule over everything. Make we praise her forever. Amen. I know the telling you that God never do what he promised for do. Sure, God do what he promised. Can all the people then were born in an Israel family belongs to the true people of Israel then where God pick? Then all the people then were born in an Abraham family belongs to Abraham true family where God pick? But God may promise Abraham say,
only your son Isaac pick me, will conk as your true family.
That means that God never pick all the pick then were born in an Abraham family. He only picked the picnic day where he may promise me will come through Isaac. Because when God promised Abraham, he tell her, say,
about this time next year, I will come back to you. And your wife Sarah will born one son.
And that done all. Because Rebecca two son day got the same part with our ancestor Isaac. For sure that anything where God may plan for happen, will happen. God picked the one where he want. Before the two sons they may born, and before they may get a chance to do good or bad, God tell Rebecca, say,
the firstborn son will serve the younger son.
God said that, for sure that the child where he pick, he not the one where God may call. And I don't say where that son do or where the other son do, that just like we write down in the scripture, say,
I may love Jacob and I may hate Esau.
Well then, where would he say, that God no fear? Never, God always fear. When God talked to Moses, he tell us, say,
I want God mercy upon who I want, and I want take pity upon who I want.
So, in a pen power where somebody want, or where they do, we make God pick them. It just depends upon God's mercy, nothing else. In the scripture, God tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, say,
I make you be king just for this. So that the people could see my power against you, and for make all the people there in the world know about me.
So, if God want God mercy upon somebody, he want God mercy upon him. And if he want make the heart hard, he want make the heart hard. So one of you might ask me, say, if that the way God do, how come God could blame we? Nobody can win against God.
Now who you think you fit talk back to God? When plain clay pot now and grumble to the one we make her and ask and say, how come you make me so?
After all, the one we make the pot got the right to take the clay and make what he want make. He ain't got the right to take the clay and make what pot we fancy or make what pot we just plain. God may want to show his wrath against sin and that he ain't got power. But he bear with the people there where me fit to get condemned, to get destroyed. God bear with them. Because I want to show anyone where he got mercy upon how rich his glory. I want to share his glory with them one where he pick. Now we are them people there. We are the one there where he call. He never call with just for amongst the Jews there, but for amongst the one where they are not Jew too. That where God tell we in the book where Hosea write. He say,
them people well enough for me, I want to call them my people. The nation where I never love, and will call them my people where I love. And in the same part where God tell them, say, uno da no my people, in the same place there, he will call them the children of the living God.
Isaiah talk about the people of Israel, say,
even though they got a lot of people of Israel, like the sand where they on the seashore, God only want to save the little bit of them one where left. God the Lord want judge the people there of the world quick one. once and for all,
that just like where Isaiah may say first,
if the Lord Almighty never spare some of his descendants there, all of them will get destroyed, just like the people there at Sodom and Gomorrah.
So then, where will they say? Will they say that even though people where that not Jew never try to make things right with God, God don't make everything right between himself and them, God ain't trusting a Christ. But the Jews there where God may pick, they may follow hard after the law to make everything right between them and God. How come they couldn't do it? That because they never pen pan faith to get right with God. But they may depend upon the good things where they do. So they stumble over the big stone where may they in their way. It right in the scripture say,
oh no, look, I put one stone in a Zion where one make people buck their foot and stumble. And that one rock where make people fall down. But the one where trust in him, no one shame at all.